Chapter 20. The children of Israel, even the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there, and was buried there. There was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. The people strove with Moses, and spoke, saying, "We wish that we had died when our brothers died before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness, that we should die there, we and our animals? Why have you made us to come up out of Egypt, to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink." Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tent of meeting, and fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and assemble the congregation, you, and Aaron your brother, and speak to the rock before their eyes, that it give forth its water, and you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock, so you shall give the congregation and their livestock drink." Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, shall we bring you water out of this rock for you?" Moses lifted up his hand, and struck the rock with his rod twice, and water came forth abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their livestock. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe in me, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them." These are the waters of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them.